who saw the Super Bowl. We're not going to talk too much about it because Kat Howe will be here, and she will be giving us a take on the Super Bowl and what she felt and heartbreak, because she was, I'd say she still is. She's not a Fairweather fan, a Cam Newton supporter. She wanted the Carolina Panthers to win. She was a little bummed out. But the fact that Peyton won, and, you know, chances are he's going to retire and blah, 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 it was still cool. But I know it got a lot of press. We didn't really talk about it. And when I seen the commercial a couple days ago, it wasn't as impactful as it was sitting there eating some chips, having a piece of pizza, having a beer, and watching this commercial right after Cam Newton gets sacked, the ball rolls in the end zone. And that commercial is George Washington having a slave, or I should say an actor portraying George Washington, and Little Wayne depicted as a slave cooking George Washington. I don't know if it was ribs. I don't know what it was, but yeah, it was kind of really bizarre. I mean, it was extremely bizarre. Jeff Goldblum's in it. Remember Jeff, the fly guy, remember? Not the fly guy, like, oh, he's cool, the fly guy. The guy who played the fly. You remember in the 80s, the movie The Fly, he gets in the time machine, whatever the hell it is, with the fly, and he turns into the fly. He was in Independence Day. He's playing the piano in this commercial. The piano is bringing them up into the sky because it's moving on up. It's the Jeffersons, okay? It says moving on up to the east side. And I guess the president, it wasn't George Washington. I guess it was Thomas Jefferson, because it's the Jeffersons. We're moving on up. But back then, Jefferson, Washington, they all looked the same. I mean, they did. They had the same look. They had the same stylist. So the piano's being raised. Jeff Goldblum's playing it. It's going. The song's, you know, he's playing. We're moving on up. Pops up to the top floor. And there's Jefferson and his slave. Very bizarre. And it was for, I think, apartment.com. So, something like that. It was very bizarre. And so that was striking. And another thing that was striking was car commercial after car commercial after car commercial after car commercial after car commercial. That's all it was. Car commercials. I mean, I've never seen so much. I got to admit, it was very disappointing. The commercials this year was very disappointing. All in all, I have to admit, and I know some people are going to kind of poo-poo this comment, but I got to admit, it was kind of a letdown, the whole thing. The whole Super Bowl was kind of a letdown. It was kind of a boring game. Wasn't that exciting. It wasn't high scoring. If you liked a defensive battle, it was good, although Carolina's defense wasn't that good. Denver just doesn't have a good offense. Jesus, excuse me, I'm dying over here. Denver just doesn't have a good offense. They do just enough to win. So it's really not like a Carolina stuffed them. It was just a slow, methodical Denver offense like they've been all year. And their defense has been phenomenal all year. I didn't think they could slow Cam Newton down, but slow was not even the word. They stopped, like, just done. There's nothing. So the Super Bowl was kind of boring. I mean, come fourth quarter, it was pretty much done. There was no last, 2 minutes, last 3 minutes, 8-9 minutes left. It was done. Like, you knew it was done. People were exiting bars. It was done. It was over. Finished. So it wasn't last year. It was more like the year Peyton got blown out and Seattle won. What was the like 40-something to 10 or whatever the hell? 48, 49, 42. It reminded me of that Super Bowl. And the commercials, like I said, were all cars. There was nothing that stood out except the slave commercial and the Doritos commercial where the little baby inside the womb shoots himself out. I guess it was a he. Maybe it was a she, but shoots itself out of the woman's vagina. We could say vagina, right? He shoots himself out of the woman's vagina to get Doritos. I thought was great. That was great. Like, me and Catherine laughed 10 minutes. We just we laughed. That was probably two or three. And 5 minutes later, we talked about it again and laughed. It was that good. But that's it. Other than the baby and the Doritos and the slave commercial, nothing else was memorable, and it was nothing but lame car commercials. So the game itself wasn't that good. The commercials weren't that good. And I got to tell you, the halftime performance, very disappointing. Very disappointing. First off, we saw Bruno Mars already. He already did the halftime performance a couple years ago. We already seen Beyonce. She's already done the halftime performance a couple years ago. We already heard the Bruno Mars song, Uptown Funk, Gonna Give It To You. It played on the radio every day, every rotation. I mean, it's overplayed. The part of Beyonce, it's like we've heard it. Although she almost fell. I don't know if any of you caught that. When she's on the grass and they're up and down and they're doing their thing, she almost fell. She went down, everybody else popped up, and it took her a second to get up, and she got a little wobbly. She got a little wobbly. I'm sure it will make its rounds. I'm sure people are talking about it. I haven't went online. I was busy this morning getting ready for the show, doing a bunch of other things, the dogs, the whole thing. But I guarantee you people are talking about that. She almost fell. So the performance wasn't that good. Coldplay was cool, but they played like three songs, a minute here, a minute there, and that was it. And then all of a sudden I got to watch Bruno Mars do Uptown Funk for the 7,000th time. Dude. Beyonce for the 6,000th time. Not good. Not good. So all in all, I give this Super Bowl a B-. Okay? I give it a B-. There's my take. All right? There's my take. And of course, when Cat Howe comes, she will give us her rundown and stats and, what's going on, and is Peyton going to retire? Is I think he's going to retire. If him winning the Super Bowl and you know, you can't go out any better than that, and the fact that he's older, if that doesn't say, okay, it's time to retire, I think all these new reports that are coming out, which I told you, when people said, oh, he doesn't do HGH, these reports from Al Jazeera, they're all BS. And I said, listen, connect the dots. Okay. Enough with the, well, you know, he doesn't have it in his hand. The wife was getting it, getting packages. He's sending private investigators to go talk to the guy. I mean, a lot of weird stuff is coming out. If he doesn't retire, he's going to get jammed up in an HGH investigation. If he retires, I think the investigation will go away. I think it'll go away. It'll just go. Almost Barry Bonds style. Remember, Barry Bonds didn't have to retire. It was almost like he was forced into retirement. So we'll see. We'll hear from Cat Howe. What's the fallout today? So let's put that on the shelf. Debates. You know, ratings came in for the debates. Of course, I was off. I was off. I said 20, 25 million. I'm way off. Not in a horrifically bad way. Meaning, the debate numbers came in. They almost hit 14 million. Okay, almost at 14 million. So the debate on ABC with Donald Trump did bigger numbers than the last debate on Fox on a weekday. Remember, this debate was on Saturday, Super Bowl weekend. And it's funny, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that annoying. She actually had the audacity to put out a tweet and put out a little snarky statement saying, oh, Republicans are having a debate on the weekend, and oh, it's Super Bowl weekend. Oh, like they haven't been debating during the weekday. Like they haven't doubled the amount of debates Democrats had. And the last debate the Democrats had on a weekday barely did 4 million viewers. I mean, what does that tell you about Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders? No matter how much excitement is going on in the Democrat Party, no matter how excited these people are for Bernie Sanders and feeling the burn, they still got beat. Triple. So this excitement is a sliver of the amount of excitement that's going on in the Republican Party. Like I said, with that Iowa caucuses, and people just focused on the fact that Donald Trump lost, came in second, and Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton tied, and Ted Cruz won. And I said, you know, the real focus should be on the fact that Republicans had a record turnout. Remember, Republicans win when they turn out to vote. Democrats lose when they stay home. When people are not excited, they lose. And that's why they don't control the House. That's why they don't control the Senate. That's why they don't control the governorships. That's why they don't control state legislatures. Democrats don't control the government. They have the White House because that's the base of the Democrat Party. That's the base. They are, what's hip? What's trendy? What's happening? hey, what do we, oh, we're going to have a voting party. What's that? Well, we're all going to get together at, I don't know, some hipster bar, the Federal. So we're all going to get together at the Federal. We're all going to have drinks, and we're going to have some tofu. And then we're all going to go together and vote for Bernie. Or we're all going to go together and vote for this young, handsome, black senator, Barack. Yes. I mean, that's what they do. They just, it's a hip, trendy thing to do. Let's go. Yay. And they put on their scarves. Even though it's winter, it's summertime, they put their snow scarves on. It's like, hey, are you ready? Let's go. Are you going to do it? Because I won't be with you in that booth. Are you going to pull the lever? Yeah, are you going to pull the lever? Yeah, who are you going to do for the black guy, right? Yeah, we're going to get a black guy as president. And he's going to fix everything and make changes. Yes, he's gonna make everything good. He's gonna reverse all this horrible things we've been going through from that evil white man from Texas. Are you ready? Let's do it. And here we are 7 years later. They're like, well, okay, now we got to vote for this guy, this Bernie guy, this Jewish man from New York. Yes, and he talks like this. Yes, he's promising us free everything. Yes. And he's going to fix everything that's